Meister's Parakei Mishnah Dalet. Lo Yimkar Adam Es Tivno. A person shouldn't sell his straw that has some grain that's still stuck inside of it. Ves Gifto, or olive, like remnants, residue. Ves Zagav, or grape remnants. He shouldn't sell it to somebody that's not trustworthy on Maestris, that they are going to then take out the juices and the food from these remnants. I know from the Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav that one is allowed to eat Arai from the Ketuim and the Tzadim. So the Mishnah Sharon explains that this is specifically dealing with where the fear is that the Ama Eretz is going to eat it Bederech Keva. But not derech arai, because we know that if it's arai, that we have at the end of the first parak, that these things, the things that are on the side of the heap, were like these little remnants and stuff, so there's no chiv of maishas on those. The problem would be, obviously, if somebody would be, if he would gather them all together and make liquid out of them and squeeze them out and make juices and be kaveh for maishas, that'd be a different problem, and that's what you're really worried about. Vimhoitzi, so what if this is not just going on the Ama Eretz, this is going on the owner himself. If a guy would actually go out of his way to start squeezing out, let's say, olive oil from these olive remnants, chai b'maisus, so he would be chai b'maisus, upater min atruma. However, even though he'd be chai b'maisus, because now there's a kvius, he's pater from truma, shatarim b'libo ala ktuim ala tzadim v'almash b'soich hateven. Because l'maisa, when somebody actually takes off truma, he actually has in mind on everything. Because we know, we learned in trumas, that trumas is supposed to be done bima'umad, meaning that you're not supposed to take exact measurements when you take off trumas. It's supposed to be some kind of estimation. When it comes to maestras, you're supposed to measure it exactly. But when it comes to trumas, you make an estimation. So therefore, when a person takes off trumas, mistama, he was tarim on everything, even on these little remnants and residues of olives and grapes. So he had that in mind for all of them. So therefore, you can assume that he took off truma. Like we said earlier, in the first parak, if a guy didn't take off anything, and the whole thing is tevel, let's say he never took off any trumas or maisus, he never did any actions yet. So on the heap, he can't snack, because that's its geirin. But on the side stuff, he doesn't have to, he can eat it arai. However, this Mishnah is saying that if he afterwards took truma off on the heap, mistama, he took off truma not just on the heap, but he then took off truma on everything else. But maestras, that we don't, he didn't take off maestras on the side things, and therefore you have to take off maestras on what's remaining.